This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Florida Governor Jeb Bush wants to remove the names of tens of thousands of suspected felons from the state's voter rolls. He wants to enforce a law saying that felons in Florida lose the right to vote even after they finish their sentences. But opponents say the last time the state purged the voter rolls, the revised list was filled with mistakes. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
4 years ago, the state told county elections officials to remove more than 57,000 suspected felons from the voter rolls. But that list had thousands of mistakes. Elliot Minsberg is legal director of the civil rights group People for the American Way. The group and the NAACP successfully sued the state to revise the list.
They sent to the county districts as many as 19,000 names of people who were on their original lists, the state's original lists, but probably shouldn't have been there.
But 4 years later, the process of restoring those people's voting rights is still ongoing. So far, Minsberg says, the group has identified just 770 people who have had their rights restored.
That, I should point out, is something like twice the margin of victory in Florida between the two presidential candidates.
This time, in 2004, the state is naming 47,000 suspected felons. Ed Cast, the director of the State Division of Elections, says the new list is much more accurate. It doesn't do what the old one sometimes did, pull in people who had names similar to that of a felon.
The name itself is really gotten more stringent in that if it's not an exact match, then it's not a match. If it's a wide variety of the difference in the spelling, then that's not a match.
But when asked if he could guarantee that the majority of the names on the list were indeed felons, Cast had this to say.
Well, I really wouldn't want to speculate on that. It's not a guarantee to remove everyone off there that's on the list. No, absolutely not.
Cass says it's up to each county to verify if each name is truly a felon before removing that person from the voting rolls. But civil rights groups fear that with just 5 months to go before the election, counties won't have time to vet all 47,000 names. Howard Simon is executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida.
What are county supervisors with small budgets and little amount of time supposed to do with that other than begin acting on it and thereby wrongly purging otherwise eligible voters? I think 4 years after the 2000 election, the right to vote is once again at stake here in the state of Florida.
But already, some county elections officials are stating they, too, have concerns with the state's new register of supposed felons.
We have started looking at our database, and we find it is riddled with inaccuracies.
Ian Sancho is supervisor of elections in Leon County, home of the state capital, Tallahassee. He says his staff quickly found one error on the list close to home.
In one person's case, who was a county employee, they show up on our list as a felon. They work here in the county courthouse, and we contacted that person, and that person has, in fact, had their rights restored.
Sancho says he and many of his colleagues will not be pushed to hastily remove voters.
Because of the experience that we suffered in 2000, we are trying to make this an accurate process. Speed is not a priority. We are not employed by the Division of Elections. We are not employed by the Florida legislature. We are employed by the citizens to ensure that they have their right to vote and that their votes shall be counted accurately.
Sancho says no one should lose their right to vote because of administrative errors. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.